And if something like a mineral is hard to find, it is considered to be what?
A rare.
Okay. Would you ever use the word S-C-A-R-C-E?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Scarce?
Mm-hmm. Scarce? Oh, scarce, yeah.
You would use that? Okay. Is there a train that runs through here? There isn't a train?
No. I don't know. I guess it goes to, maybe it does go to South Fork.
Okay. A place where a train pulls into a town, what is that called?
Depot.
Okay. Was it ever called anything else besides a depot?
Station.
Train station.
Okay.
And there's other two I can't think of now.
Okay. If you had crops planted in a field, and they weren't planted horizontally or diagonally, but they were planted out of plumb, what would you say? They were planted what? Would you ever use the word catty-cornered?
Yeah. Not in regards.
Well, how would you use that word?
We're catty-cornered from the gymnasium.
Okay. And if the chickens got loose on the little chickens got loose on the farm, or either you had a small explosion that threw things in a lot of different directions, you'd say, those chickens got out and they went. What direction? They went.
Every direction.
Okay. Would you ever use the word anti-godlin?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it, but I never used it.
Okay. You never say, they went anti-godlin.
Yeah.
No. That's a new one.
But you've heard that?
Yeah.
How would you pronounce it?
Anti-godlin.
Okay. And when people in Del Norte, when they're getting ready to leave, they've been visiting with friends and they're getting ready to leave, what do they say? In terms of saying, of parting to each other, what do they say?
Goodbye.
Okay. Ever say anything else?
So long.
So long, yeah.
Okay.
Be seeing you.
Okay. Well, that's all I have. That's basically it. You've been a real sport for putting up with me for this long. I really appreciate it. Just one other thing, I wish you'd tell me just a little bit about working for the Forestry Service. Where was that? Where did you work? Was it in Rio Grande County?
Yes. Oh. Well, Rio Grande and Mineral County, and some in Swatch County, too. Mm-hmm. On the Rio Grande National Forest. Mm-hmm.
And how many years did you do that?
Oh, about 20 years, I guess.
So you really did that more than you did anything else?
Yeah. Biggest chair. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when you were working there, where did y'all live?
In Del Norte.
Lived here in town. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you rode on horseback? You just kind of were a ranger that rode around in the forest?
Oh, yeah, to start with it was horseback, and then I got to work with Jeep pickup and Jeep. Mm-hmm. Because they don't ride horses much anymore, you know. They don't. Used to maintain trails and build trails, but they don't have any use for them anymore. Just hiking trails, you know. Because you can get about wherever you want to on a road since they sold so much timber. You see, they build a lot of timber roads out in the woods and the mountains. So you just get in a pickup and drive to wherever you want to go. Even out onto your sheep range and your cattle range, you can drive. So I got pretty tired driving 100 miles or more a day. Lots of days I'd drive 100 miles or more, you know.